T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now by Matt Davison, project spokesperson for Simonelli Real Estate Group, talking about the 201 Ellicott Street project. And Matt, thanks for joining us. This announcement tomorrow, 2021 is the expected date. Does that mean that what we've seen as far as the drawings of the plans that were showcased yesterday, that's kind of pretty close to the final project?
Yeah, well, good morning, Brian. And yeah, definitely. The project is certainly starting to shape up. We've taken a ton of community feedback over the last several years to get this project in a position that we're really comfortable to take to market. You know, over the last several months, our team has been working behind the scenes to really nail down this letter of intent with Braemiller Market, which was the exciting announcement made yesterday by Mayor Brown and Stuart Green, the owner of Braemiller Market. They're a dynamic operator who had already been looking to expand to downtown Buffalo. So it was a great fit, and we're really excited to have them be part of this effort.
Looking at this project, you know, what is to come there and what has happened in the past as well. It's certainly undergone quite a few different renderings and different tenant ideas as far as that supermarket goes. How has this project evolved since it was first announced by the city that they wanted something there in 2015?
Yeah, well, I'm going to start again with Braemiller Market because it was a really neat entry into the project. I know not everyone is familiar with Braemiller Market, but for those who are, know that they stand for the highest quality products that are locally sourced. They have great customer service. They're very environmentally conscious. And their concept will bring fresh food and an array of grocery items right to downtown Buffalo, where there is somewhat of a food desert. At the same time, you know, their concept is a very sustainable one because they're going to bring a large wholesale operation to the site as well. They're already serving restaurants all over Western New York. They're serving locations like the Buffalo Zoo as well. So that combination of retail and wholesale is going to make this a very sustainable component of the development. And we were excited to be able to follow through on this grocery piece of the project because it's always been something that people have envisioned for the project. At the same time, you know, the housing component here has changed and evolved with a lot of community input and a lot of analysis of the market realities. You know, a lot of higher-end condos and apartments have came online in the last 2 or 3 years in downtown Buffalo. We see more office space come back. Doug Jamal's Seneca Tower project is a prime example of that, and we're excited to see that effort underway. So all of that started to shape this project, and we settled on an affordable housing component, so all folks will have a chance at one of these apartments. It's going to bring 201 affordable units and a price point of about $660 to $1,260 for 1 and 2 bedroom units to downtown. And that's going to add a lot of people and a lot of vibrancy to the city core.
Are those less units than what you were initially looking at a couple of years ago?
There's a slight variation in the units. You know, more recently, we had talked about that same range of around 200 units. We settled on 201 because that's the address of the project, being 201 Ellicott. And another neat evolution is all the apartments are now going to be affordable rate. So while we were at one point looking at some of them being maybe at a higher price point, all now are going to be within that affordable range.
Looking at the past, we've had a lot of comments this morning saying that, you know, we've heard this before. You know, we've heard of the supermarket coming to 201 Ellicott and the development, seen other drawings. What makes this time different?
Well, we're trying to do it right, and I think that's the key. And, you know, a lot of folks who are following this project closely will know that just down the 90 there in Rochester, a grocer has just decided to close their doors because their model wasn't working. That's happened recently in a couple other cities. And we're taking that into account. We want a project that's going to work for the city and for the local community, and that's going to be sustainable for the long term. And that's why it took us some time to work through this concept with Braemiller Market, which we're very excited about because we know it's going to work in downtown Buffalo. And at the same time, you know, projects do change. They take a little bit of time, but we really wanted to provide something that is accessible to everyone, and we think we netted out on that with where the project is now.
Matt, thanks for the time. That's Matt Davison, project spokesperson at Simonelli Real Estate Corporation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.